Well, we have an update on what happened in Okeechobee, Florida, from Hurricane Helene, when the chief of police decided he was going to banish the Second Amendment, and he caught some flack for it. I'm going to give you an update because it looks like the five sitting members of the city council and that chief of police are possibly going to have to pay $5,000 each apiece out of their own pocket, not taxpayer monies, because they violated the preemption laws in Florida. I want to jump into that. I'm going to tell you about it because there's been a little bit of back and forth here between their city attorney and Florida Carry. And I think it's good to hold people responsible when they violate our civil rights. First, I want to thank the sponsor of the video. That's Sonoran Desert Institute. SDI, guys and gals, they'll help you get your foot in the door in the firearms industry. If you want to be a gunsmith, you want to learn how to just tinker with stuff, you want to take a full-blown college accredited course and get a degree, you can. SDI.edu/GNG to learn more. And I'm going to help continue to grow our pot for the victims of Hurricane Helene by adding that sponsorship to the pot. So check them out. Links down below. Also, I'm wearing this because it's cold here in East Tennessee. This morning was brisk. It was like 43, which means in the mountains, it's in the 30s. And it's a good item to buy for yourself. It's thin. It's packable. Very, very warm. TriStar Trading, they have them. When they're gone, they're gone. You can buy some and donate them. You can keep them for your family, your friends, in case you have an incident where you lose heat or power for months. Check them out, TriStar Trading. They don't have any Wubby blankets left because I bought them all and we brought them to people on the mountain. But they have some Wubby zip-up Wubbies and also the Wubby robes. So check them out. All right, so let's get caught up on what happened here with the incident in Okeechobee, Florida. And then I'm going to ask you for a favor. So stick by to the end, please, because I need your help in something. Other than caring for our fellow Americans, because the federal government won't. So, Okeechobee, the chief banned the Second Amendment. People complained to all of the gun groups. I know FPC reached out to the governor's office. I know Florida Carry directly responded. I know GOA got in the mix too, and they went to the next meeting for the selectmen and put them on notice. And what happened was the governor's office reached out to the chief and said, rescind that crap because you're violating state law as well as the Second Amendment. And that was rescinded. And then I told you about the letter that Florida Carry sent. If you haven't seen that, don't know what I'm talking about, I'll pin the first video above about Florida Carry and their response. It was great. And they said, we're going to give you a certain amount of time to pay $30 in damages, $30,000 in damages, obviously to cover their attorney's time and stuff, in lieu of a lawsuit, and we might have a lawsuit soon. So the Okeechobee, Florida city attorney responded yesterday to Florida Carry, and check this letter out. Dear Mr. Friday, thank you for your correspondence. First and foremost, generally stated, there is no fundamental disagreement over the legal concepts outlined in your Florida Carry Inc. letter dated September 28th, 2024. By way of background, as you are no doubt aware of by now, Hurricane Helene landed ashore in Florida's west coast as a Category 4 hurricane on Thursday, September 26th of 24, with winds of 140 miles an hour. That doesn't matter. You violated the Second Amendment. Due to the onslaught of this hurricane on September 26th at approximately 8:30 a.m., the city of Okeechobee, through its city council, enacted Emergency Ordinance Number 1297, which followed Okeechobee County's emergency declaration issued the day before. The city's emergency ordinance found that, with the onslaught of Hurricane Helene, a situation existed that potentially constituted an imminent threat to public safety, peace or order, and a threat to public and private property or persons. In these situations, local governments must act expeditiously. Those who have lived in the aftermath of major hurricanes are aware of this potential. And importantly, in addition, issuance of an emergency ordinance is a prerequisite to qualify for reimbursement for any damages sustained to public infrastructure or facilities. So he's saying, yeah, you know, wind and rain could cause people to do things. So we don't want them to protect themselves because we're the government and we can keep everybody safe. See all the crime that's going on in all the major cities run by Democrats. Oh yeah, plus if we don't do this emergency declaration, we don't get FEMA money. Dollar bills. Continued on September 30th, 24, the city published a press release explaining the circumstances and acknowledging the inadvertent mistake in using an outdated emergency ordinance form that legally and factually did not apply to the circumstances at hand regarding Hurricane Helene. The emergency ordinance commenced upon the declaration by the police chief. Thereafter, upon recognizing the error, the emergency ordinance was terminated by the police chief on or about 9:51 p.m. on the same date it was issued, because the governor's office called him. Specifically, the emergency ordinance was terminated for two primary reasons. One is that, fortunately, Hurricane Helene did not have a substantial impact on the city and its residents. Secondly, a provision prohibiting the sale of firearms and ammunition was inadvertently included in the emergency ordinance. Oh, we just accidentally threw in there that we were going to ban the Second Amendment and hope nobody noticed that. Upon discovering this, the city and the police chief acted expeditiously to terminate the emergency ordinance. Those are the facts. At no time did the city or the police chief contemplate nor take any action to prohibit, confiscate, or otherwise regulate firearms or ammunition in any fashion or manner. This was never the intention of the city. This was never implemented by the city. Moreover, to ensure this never happens again, the city has developed and implemented a new emergency ordinance form and process. The city has and always will act in strict conformance with applicable law. This includes ensuring that Chapter 870 is not utilized as a basis for an emergency ordinances or declarations in responses to hurricanes or other natural disasters, unless the legal and factual elements of Section 870 Florida statutes are met. As to your demand for payment of $30,000 in damages and attorney fees to resolve this matter prior to initiation of litigation, the city respectfully declines. We see no legal, factual, or public policy basis for your organization demanding payment of taxpayer dollars to satisfy your assertion of damages and attorney fees. The city is a rural, small town and fundamentally believes in gun rights and the Second Amendment, which is why we banned it and hoped nobody would notice. From any standpoint, for Florida Carry Inc. to take legal action against the city under the circumstances described herein is patently inappropriate and unjustified. And thanks to my buddy Lee Williams, who runs the, he's the investigative journalist over there at Second Amendment Foundation. He is the one who had that letter. Got it to us this morning. And there was a follow-up, again, by Florida Carry, because remember they said it was inadvertent and nobody actually got jammed up with this. Nobody was booked for this. No one was arrested. So it's okay. Well, that's not how it works. First, the Florida Carry attorney, Friday, Mr. Friday, told the city attorney, maybe you guys should actually reread that law, and then said, inadvertence and ignorance of the law by government is no more of an excuse for violating civil rights than when a citizen inadvertently violates the law and is arrested and prosecuted. I will begin drafting my complaint seeking relief, including personal fines against the city officials under whose jurisdiction this knowing and willful enactment occurred. You may want to inform the relevant officials that they are not allowed to use tax dollars to defend themselves for such liability, and that any fine assessed will be personally payable by them to alleviate your concern about tax dollars. So, awesome. Florida Carry, sue their ass. Sue their asses. I think it's great. They should be hit in the purse. They made a mistake. They violated people's rights. And they think that, oh, just because nobody gets arrested doesn't mean it's not no harm, no foul, dude. It's okay. We're just kidding. Nope. Pay for it. Pay dearly. Hopefully they lose their jobs over it. And I will give credit again to Governor Ron DeSantis, who, ahead of this current storm that just hit yesterday, Milton, he's came out right away and said, yeah, we're not banning the Second Amendment. In fact, if you are a looter, I wouldn't recommend you do it because you never know what's behind that door in a Second Amendment state. So good on the governor for doing that. So let me know what you think about that. And here's what I need help with from you. Last night, I received information from my friend TJ, Bear Independent, Grindstone Ministries, that FEMA was saying that what Grindstone is doing was actually FEMA doing it. So I did a little quick video about it last night, and immediately YouTube put the blue banner on it saying that this was misinformation when it's actual truth, a first-hand account, and then they age-restricted it And then they demonetized it, and there hasn't been a view on that video since late last night. So I'm asking you to please share the video. Make sure people see this, because it is proof what FEMA's doing. And I'm going to go one step further to prove that today. So stay tuned. Subscribe to the channel down below. If you love the Second Amendment, want to stay up to date on that, you love Americans, and you want to stay up to date on Americans helping Americans, there's ways to donate down below if you still want to help. I'm trying to bring supplies to people behind enemy lines. And I'm also, because of you and your great generosity, the G&G Militia, we have been able to raise some money, and I was able to donate that money to Grindstone Ministries in the amount of $30,000. So thank you so much. It's just a drop in the bucket. They need a lot more. I'll also have their Amazon wish list down below in a link, so you can click that. And if you want to just help that way, buy some stuff and send it to them, that would come in very handy as well. Appreciate y'all. Thank you so much. Love your neighbors as thyself. Tell your family you love them. And let's heal America with the hands of Americans and stop depending on government. Take care.